Hey. I'm so glad I could catch you before you left. You live in unit 8D, right? 8D, yes. Ah, man, that's prime real estate right there. You're right next to the pool area with all the the hunks with their speedos. Oh, my gosh. And the balcony. Oh, the way that it's just like facing the street so that everybody can see you if you ever like step out. Man. Oh, I'd be taking advantage of that every day of the week. But that's what I wanted to talk to you about as your landlord, right? So here at Masturbator Gardens, we typically only rent to chronic masturbators. Yeah, and I know you said you work in tech, but all of our I just feel like you just don't belong in this community, All of our residents are, chronically exposed masturbators. They're all put on a list. They can't live anywhere else, just here. And so really, you're taking up prime real estate for them. Sex-crazed chronic masturbator that needs to expose his penis could easily slip into the place that you live. And you put up all these walls, you wear clothes every time you go outside. It's a bit off-putting. Let's say that there have been some complaints by the neighbors that you have a job, like an actual job. You work from home, like you're actually like working. Yeah, see, we're a professional masturbator community, so nobody here really has a job. They're all on parole for like walking around and masturbating in public. And so, it's just it's very stressful for them to see that you have a job and you can get housing and employment elsewhere. Meanwhile, they're stuck in masturbator gardens where, they have to chronically masturbate for their online audience. They're on Chatterbait, they're on OnlyFans, they can't go anywhere else. And so, they just feel very disrespected at the fact that, you get to walk out into everyday life. Meanwhile, they have an monitor on their like cock that beeps and vibrates whenever they leave, so they can't leave Masturbator Gardens. You've lived here for what, 5 years? 5 years, and all of those cameras I've installed in all the apartments, I've never seen you one time reach down and touch your penis. Not even on the toilet. Like, what are you doing here? Like, are you taking advantage of the cheap rent? The only time I've seen you touch your penis was in the shower. Where you like, you have an amazing shower too, glass door, everyone can see into your place, and even then you put on a swimsuit. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, come on, live a little, have some fun. If you expose your masturbation, we can get you on the list real quick. You'll never leave this place. You'll always have that cheap rent. You'll lose that, wonderful job you have, but hey, this place is pretty great, And your rent is pretty cheap. I gave you that, huge bulge discount for having a big fucking bulge. I could easily like have given it to another guy with a donkey dick like yours, Like, hey, you aren't special. You are not special in the slightest. Like, I could replace you with another fucking penis pervert, within a minute. There's tons of them out there. How about this? I'll tell you what. You proved to me that you want to be here, come to some of our community events. We do have our penis enlargement seminar happening this weekend, as well as like the daily circle jerks that I work so hard to throw every day. I never see you there, buddy, We even have like a sex toy gym upstairs in the lobby. I never see you there. I think you should go check it out, just How about at the next Circle Jerk, we'll give you the Masturbator Gardens initiation process for those of the masturbators that aren't put on a list for being chronic masturbators. We'll have you sit on the bus stop outside there, and you expose your erect penis to oncoming traffic, right? They call the cops. Boom, you're stuck in Masturbator Gardens for the rest of your life. That sounds great, right? Well, I mean, it's that or you get evicted, and then you'll have to go from apartment to apartment explaining how in the hell you got evicted from Masturbator Gardens. We don't evict anybody because we accept only chronic masturbators. They're gonna think that you're a chronic masturbator if you get evicted from Masturbator Gardens. So, I'm just saying, like, I think you could stand to take off all the clothes, maybe slide in a, I don't know, 10-inch butt plug up your ass and, like, just strut your stuff. You got a nice body, like, leave all of that, like, programming nonsense behind and just open up a fucking OnlyFans like the rest of us. Like, fuck, come on.